Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Maaser Sheni Daf Yud Zayin, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah Tilton Shemaaser Sheni V'Chulu, and the Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's right at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basir Yaakov Moshe Hernish Hamash should have an Aliyah. And just to clarify what the Mishnah had said, Kini Mas Nisa. This is what the Mishnah is telling us. Muteras Layachal Tzimchaynin. It's allowed to be eaten as Tzimchaynin. We had said there's a Kula with Tilton Fenugreek of Maaser Sheni that if he had planted it, whatever grows has the status of Maaser Sheni, and even if it's in the Tzimchaynim stage, it's still young shoots and it hasn't fully grown, one is still allowed to eat it, and it's not considered a hefset of Maaser Sheni. What the Gemara is clarifying right now is that you shouldn't make the mistake to learn from the Mishnah that it's telling us that you have to eat it as Tzimchaynim. It's just telling us, as we explained, that you could eat it as Tzimchaynim, and it's not considered a hefset. Now we go on to Machlekes Beisham Beisel from the Mishnah. They had both agreed that we're makel with this tilton, and that a woman's allowed to scrub her head with them even if she's tamei. However, when it's being soaked in water, it has to be done in a state of tahara. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between their opinions? It seems to be from the Mishnah that their shitas are vastly different, because Beis Shammai had said, kol masa b'tahara, everything has to be done in the state of tahara, except for the following, namely that she's allowed to scrub her head with it. And Beis Hillel had said, kol masa b'tuma, everything is allowed to be done in the state of tuma, except for the following, namely that when it's being soaked, it has to be done in the state of tahara. But they both agree to each other in these two things. So what exactly is the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Rabbi Yonah, he answers, shayla b'neihon. The difference is drawing it out, or taking it out of the water that it's soaking in. Beis Shammai says, shayla b'yadayim tahirais. The one is soaking in the water and he wants to take it out, that has to be done with tahar hands. Ubis Hillel, and Ubis Hillel says, shayla b'yadayim tameyos, he's even allowed to remove it from the water with tameh hands. Now, Tani, we have the Brayso that tells us slightly differently. Zu devar Rav Meir. This is all according to Rav Meir. Avol devar Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, Beis Shammai, Aaron Beis Shammai says, kol maaseh b'tahara, everything has to be done in the state of tahara, chutz mechafifasa, except for the woman scrubbing her head, she's allowed to use tilton even though she's tameh. Ubis Hillel, Aaron Beis Hillel says, kol maaseh b'tuma, chutz mishlyasa, everything could be done in the state of tuma, except for removing it from the water. So clearly, Rav Yehuda is not like Rav Meir, and therefore we ask, Ma b'neihon, what's the difference between them? Amar Rav Matanya, he answers, Megiga b'neihon, difference is Megiga, which is rubbing the tilton after it comes out of the water to remove the husk or the outer shell. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai says, Megiga b'dam tahiris, that has to be done with tahar hands. Ubeis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Megiga b'dam tameis, that's even allowed to be done with tamei hands. Moving on to explain the part of the Mishnah where we were talking about karshinin, which is really animal food, and we had said, when chasal Yerushalayim v'chulu, it's allowed to be brought into Yerushalayim and brought back out again, even though regular Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be brought out of Yerushalayim. Now, just to clarify for what reason it's allowed to be brought out of Yerushalayim, Kidei Lasos Isa V'Lachzar. That's the proper girsa. We're not guards the next three words. One's allowed to bring these karshinin outside Yerushalayim only in order to turn them into a dough, and then they're allowed to be brought back in. Let's say this processing of theirs, turning it into a dough, is cheaper outside Yerushalayim, so we can bring it outside Yerushalayim, do it there, and then bring it back in. Now, the more Yud Zayin Amud Beis on top suggests, Masnisa Rav Shimon Gamliel, it seems to be Amar Shizuk Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar, Rav Shimon Gamliel later on in the Masechta says, Afa Peres of Chnasim V'yaitzin, even Peres of Maaser Sheni are allowed to be brought into Yerushalayim and brought back out again. Whereas the Chum argue that once Maaser Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it's not allowed to be brought back out. So it seems to be that our Mishnah that allows taking Karshinin out of Yerushalayim is Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, the Gemara says that no, Divra Kali, that really it's according to everybody. Hach over here, Kal Hu Shekil B'Karshinin, we're makel with Karshinin, because since it's only Maaser Sheni Dirabanan, as we had said, really it's only fit for animals, so even the Chum agree that Karshinin are allowed to be brought outside Yerushalayim. Now we go on to clarify the next part of the Mishnah, which had discussed Karshinin of Maaser Sheni that became Tamei. What do we do with those? So Reb Tarfon had said that we're not allowed to be paid to them. They have to be broken up into doughs, which means we have to take less than a beitzah's worth of Karshinim. That's not going to impart Tumah into the thing that's being put into, and that has to be broken up into small doughs. So a clarification of that is, Ubavad be'isa shel Karshinin, Ubavad isa shel Maaser Sheni. It has to be that when we're breaking it up into small doughs, the dough is made up of Karshinim, and the dough is made up of Maaser Sheni. It can't be that you're taking Tamei, Maaser Sheni, Karshinim, and putting them into regular chulin dough, because that's going to end up being mevatel the Maaser Sheni. We still have to keep it within a dough of Karshinim of Maaser Sheni. Now, for the clarification of Reb Tarfon's Shita, Reb Gurion says, B'shem Reb Yosef ben Chanina, Divrei Reb Tarfon, according to Reb Tarfon, the reason why we have to break it up into smaller doughs and we can't be paid this Tamei Karshinim, because ain't paid in a segdation l'achil l'klavim. We have a rule, we're not allowed to redeem Hektish if all we're going to end up doing is feeding it to the dogs. That's a design of Hektish, and we're only allowed to redeem Hektish if we're going to end up eating it. But if the redeemed product anyway is going to have to be fed to animals, so we're not going to be paid the Hektish. And since Karshinim is animal food, there's no reason to allow being paid these Tamei Karshinim, and that's why he has to break it up into doughs. However, Amar Rabbi Yena asks, Niru Dvarim, this makes sense, Haroi Loichel Adam ain't paid an Isai Loichel Behema. That if something was fit for human consumption, if it became Tamei, you're now allowed to redeem it if it's going to have to be fed to dogs, because that's a design to the Kedusha. But Vishainu Roy Loichel Adam, paid an Isai Loichel Behema. If it's not fit for human consumption anyway, such as Karshinim, so then you should be allowed to redeem it, even though it's going to end up being fed to animals, because the whole time it was anyway destined for animals. And this is Rabbi Yonah's question on this explanation of Reb Tarfin's Shita. Now we have a very similar question. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yashiv Bayil Reb Tarfin, that's the proper girsa. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yashiv asks in Shita's Reb Tarfin, Begvulin la yiftu she'ain paidin sagdashin l'chilin l'klovin. Then outside Yerushalayim, namely even when we're dealing with Tahar Karshinin, one should not be allowed to redeem it when we have Karshinim and Maeser Sheni, because we're not allowed to be paidin in order to feed to animals. Skip the next three words. V'hein noitin etume, are these delicacies? Again, this is the same exact question as we had just before. Karshinim is not delicacies for humans that if they become tame, now we have an issue that we're redeeming them in order just to feed them to animals. Karshinim anyway is animal food. And if you're invoking this rule of ein paidin makdeshim achin l'klavim, so then even outside Yerushalayim, even with tar karshinim, one should not be allowed to be paid to them. But it's mashma according to Reb Tarfin that we are allowed to. All Reb Tarfin had addressed was tame karshinim, that you're not allowed to be paid to them because it's being paid to makdeshim achin l'klavim. But again, if they're not tame, there should also be an issue because it's just going to be used for animals. And we don't have an answer to these questions. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.